Welcome to the Business Today with the MBA on Money Radio WPSE. My name is John Cray, President and CEO of the Manufacturing Business Association, and it is my pleasure to welcome Scott Frederick. Scott's Vice President of Marketing and LTL of Logistics Plus. Scott, welcome to today's program, and thank you for joining us. And a special thanks to you and the Logistics Plus team for everything that you guys have done, both education-wise as well as assistance for our member companies over the years. Thanks for joining us. And if you would please, Scott, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, sure, John. And thanks so much for having me on the program today. I've been with Logistics Plus or LP, as we like to call it, for about 7 years now, a little over 7 years. Prior to that, I spent 22 years in the LTL, less than truckload, trucking industry. I also spent 3 years working for a small 3PL based in Cleveland. And of course, like I said, the last 7 years I've been here at LP, where I oversee marketing, public relations, a little bit of business development. And then I also manage all of our LTL carrier contracts and negotiations and relationships.
Gotcha. Great. Well, again, Scott, it's been a pleasure working with you over the years, and it's great to have you on our program today. So thank you again. Thank you again for joining us. Well, Scott, it seems like we can't turn the TV on or pick up a newspaper without hearing about the many challenges that are facing our supply chain, and in particular, how the shipping and receiving world has been impacted by that. And in today's discussion, what we'd like to do is we're going to touch on some of those challenges that we're facing, as well as some things that are being done. And I know we've only got 15 minutes, so we're going to be really, really targeted on this stuff, but I'm sure there'll be some good nuggets that'll will come out of our discussion. We'll also talk a little bit about how things are progressing in the import-export markets, as well as, you know, what we see coming down the road. And then lastly, we're going to talk a little bit about how we've partnered to assist our members when it comes to both education and some of the services that you guys have been great enough to provide. So sound like a good idea?
Sounds great.
Very good. Well, let's go ahead and jump right into things. Let's start with what you guys are seeing with transporting goods from point A to point B in the U.S. itself. What are some things that you're seeing that's out there?
Yeah, it's interesting. I actually read a Wall Street Journal article a couple months ago that said there's been like a 400% increase in the word supply chain being mentioned in companies' financial reports over this past year. So logistics and supply chain are definitely top of mind for a lot of businesses right now, as you can imagine. Rightfully so. As it pertains to the domestic transportation piece that you were asking about, we track some of the industry, like the Fed's producer price indices for these type of services. And just in the month of October, the LTL industry rates or prices, if you were up 11% over last year. And on the truckload side of things, they were up 30% over last year. And then combine that with the rise in fuel prices, which are up about 20% over last year. It's really been a challenge, not only for us, but for our clients and customers as well.
Sure. And are you necessarily, has it been more impactful in different parts of the country necessarily, or is it consistent across the board? I know you guys have multiple locations and that sort of thing. Are you seeing anything that's unique in any areas?
Yeah, I mean, the price increases are affecting the entire industry. A lot of the disruptions are certainly impacting all parts of supply chain. There's definitely pockets, you know, like in Southern California, where there's a well-publicized bottleneck of container ships trying to get into port and get product onto shore so they can get onto trucks and railways to get delivered to where they need to go. So obviously those pockets where there's lack of capacity or bottlenecks, that certainly impacts rates and service in those specific areas, but the ripple effect really affects the entire United States.
Sure. Are we, since this has been building up over time, are you seeing any progress in some of these areas?
Yeah, I mean, as we wind down the year, we're definitely seeing some domestic trucking capacity free up a bit more than it was earlier this year. We're definitely not out of the woods yet, but the ATA, or American Trucking Association, actually recently came out with a report that said our industry is without 80,000 drivers of where we need to be to really be an efficient economy. So that was actually 20,000 more than what they reported just 3 years ago. So again, it's hard to find drivers, hard to find equipment. You know, we've had the COVID delays. on the trucking side of things, trucking manufacturers are having trouble getting parts and chips, much like the automotive manufacturers. So getting new equipment into the economy has been a real challenge. So it's been kind of a perfect storm. But going into next year, we do expect the pricing power to remain strong with the carriers, you know, but we do see sort of things leveling out a bit. And we don't, at this point, anticipate quite the level of increase next year as we saw this past year.
Thank you. Thank you for that. What are some creative things being done to navigate some of these challenges, both on your end, what you're seeing some of the trucking companies themselves and or some of the customers themselves? What are some creative things that are being done out there to help with navigating some of these challenges?
Yeah, I think, John, one of the main advantages of working with a reputable 3PL like Logistics Plus is that we have access to a very wide variety of capacity across the industry. On the LTL side of things, you know, obviously where I spend a lot of time, we've negotiated contracts with almost every major carrier out there. A lot of those contracts are locked into certain rate levels and whatnot. So again, there's a little bit of stability there. And then on the truckload side, we've got thousands of pre-approved truckload carriers in our Rolodex that we can access when somebody's looking to find a capacity for their shipment, which is, you know, one of the big issues that a lot of shippers face right now. So you combine that with our expertise of our operations team, you know, we often find very creative ways to source carriers, again, find that hard to find capacity, and then get our customers' products moved as efficiently and cost effectively as possible. I think another big selling point that many of our clients see right now is our technology. So when customers work with us on our proprietary TMS platform or some of our other technology platforms, especially if they back it up with our freight audit and payment services, they get better visibility to their entire supply chain. So they can see all their parcel, LTL, truckload, and even international, both shipment activity as well as invoicing. And that helps them, and it also helps us if we're acting on their part to make better decisions going forward. So I'm really seeing a lot more customers come to us for that technology piece right now because, again, they get that broader visibility to their supply chain and can make better informed decisions, sure, which is key.
Very good. Thank you. How about getting offshore now as far as international shipping? We've touched on a few of those things as far as stuff getting to port, but what are some things that you're seeing in that area?
Yeah, I mean, international situation is equally challenging as the domestic side right now. I mentioned the congestion at the ports. You know, that's certainly driven up rates and lead times for many people waiting for that product to get inshore. It was just reported actually earlier this week that there's about 100 container ships still waiting to get docked into Southern California. So unfortunately, there's going to be some disappointed people for Christmas who were relying on some of those products. On the air freight side of things, there's been a reduction in air flights, passenger air flights specifically, which, believe it or not, actually impacts the cargo side as well, because a lot of times what people don't realize is cargo moves in the bellies of those passenger airplanes. So as those flights got cut back, really took a lot of capacity out of the air freight market. So again, but as we move closer and past the holidays, we are seeing some relief in sight, and we're hoping to see how that plays out into next year. Obviously, it's still going to be tough the first part of the year, but we're hoping things would kind of right size itself a little bit as we get towards the end of next year.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit, Scott, as far as it sounds like we're seeing some progress in that area versus headwinds, or still a little bit of both?
A little bit of both. I mean, I think, you know, a lot of companies are well-stocked in inventory, and certainly as these containers finally get berthed into Southern California and some of the other ports, they're going to have a pretty good stock of inventory going into next year, so that will relieve some of the supply chain issues going forward. During this whole situation, a lot of companies also have been looking at things like nearshoring, getting some of their suppliers closer to the U.S., whether that's Canada or Mexico, or even relocating some of that production in the U.S. where it's feasible to do so. So as some of those strategies take root, you know, again, we're going to see hopefully the supply chain get a little bit better into next year.
Gotcha. Can you share a couple of examples of how LP has been helping importers and exporters navigate some of their global supply chain challenges?
Yeah. So similar to our domestic operations, our international team has contracts and relationships with many different ocean and air freight carriers. We also have boots on the ground in over 30 countries around the world. So that really enables us to often find very creative ways to source, again, cost-effective capacity where customers are looking for it. One example is a service we call Fast Boat Service, where we have been able to secure last on, first off loading services on the containers out of China. So in Shanghai and Shenzhen, we can get that last on, first off service. So when those containers hit the U.S., they're the first ones off the boat. And then we take that into our warehousing, transloading facilities that we have in Southern California. We can immediately get those goods either on the trucks or on the rail to get delivered. So there's still some bottlenecks there with the stuff going on at the ports, but we can definitely, you know, sometimes trim a week or two off of those lead times based on our situation with the carriers. On the air freight side, again, just again mentioned, we have really good relationships there as well, including one major carrier, Delta, that our CEO, you know, Jim Berlin, knows the CEO of Delta pretty well. So we've been able to secure that or use that relationship to secure some valuable capacity. We also have very experienced air charter teams. So sometimes when it's needed, you know, we can charter an entire airplane and get product into the U.S. using our resources. So again, one of the strengths I think we bring to MBA members is that we do have that vast network of resources, but we still operate very much as a small company. So that keeps us very nimble and responsive versus, you know, working with maybe a much larger 3PL that on paper may look like a good fit, but again, not quick and nimble is logistics plus.
Sure. Great way to kind of wrap up our discussion here. You know, you guys have been great as far as education for our members and as well as the discounted services. Can you share a couple of examples when it comes to both education and then the types of questions that you guys might get, how you've assisted our members? Just a few examples for our listeners to gauge how well that's been working.
Yeah, well, in recent months, I can think of a few examples. I know we've had multiple MBA members come to us who are not versed on the international shipping side of things, which, again, we had that educational webinar this morning, which we did for MBA members. But again, we help them through that import or export process. We use some of our global trade compliance resources to help them with their HTS coding, you know, determine whether goods would qualify for any special trade program eligibility. Those are the kind of things that we can do for members. We had another member that came to us recently that was looking for a very dedicated logistics resource solution, which again is another area of expertise for us. So we're in conversations with that MBA member about potentially having a dedicated resource that could move in and out of their department as needed, whether there's sicknesses or vacations and that kind of thing to cover for their very lean staff. So again, extension of their logistics department, which is one thing that we can do. One final example is another MBA member here locally that was looking for some temporary warehousing storage. And of course, we do have warehouses here in the local market. So we're looking to help them provide some of that warehousing that they're looking for. So in all these cases, again, our commitment to the MBA and its members are that, you know, they will always receive our lowest possible rates and our best service, our priority service. So again, that's our commitment to MBA and its members.
Very good. Thank you, Scott. Well, the Erie area in particular, we're blessed with some great trucking companies. We're blessed with obviously a great partner in you guys. And so we're very, very fortunate to have quite a vast array of expertise in the area. It's been a wonderful relationship with you guys. And again, it's our members have benefited significantly from that. If a company has some questions, in particular, a member, where do they go to get some information on our program?
Yeah, John, I'd recommend that if anybody's interested and who's listening to this, they go to the mbausa.org/logistics website. So you guys have a really nice informational one-pager on the website, MBA website, with a inquiry form. So you can fill out that form and we'll immediately contact you to address whatever question or situation you have. Also, if you'd like, you can just send us an email directly too. We have an email set up called mbausa@logisticsplus.com. So again, you can just send us an email there and be happy to respond to any member that has a question.
Scott, appreciate it. Again, it's amazing how fast the time flies. Again, thank you so much for sharing very pointed, very hot topic information for our area employers, those that are members and those that may not be members yet. It's been a pleasure working with you guys, and it's been a pleasure having you on the program today.
We, as longtime members of MBA, we very much appreciate the partnership, and certainly we value all the relationships and connections we make through the MBA. So, John, it was my pleasure to be here with you today.
Thank you, sir. And thank you to our listeners as well for joining us for today's program. This is John Cray in the Business Today with the MBA on Money Radio WPSE, signing off.